Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when your mind is racing like a Formula One car on caffeine? Every thought, every worry, every what-if bouncing around in there, making it impossible to focus. Yeah, me too. We've all been there, right? But what if I told you there's a way to tame that mental chaos and find some much-needed peace? Today, we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness, specifically how it can help us let go of those pesky negative thoughts that cling to us like unwanted barnacles. We'll be exploring some practical techniques you can actually use in your everyday life, no fancy meditation retreats required. So, buckle up, because this is going to be a ride. Now, before we get started, let me ask you something. How many times have you found yourself stuck in a loop of negative thinking? You know, replaying a conversation that didn't go well, worrying about things that haven't even happened yet, or just generally feeling overwhelmed by the negativity swirling around in your head. Ever feel like your mind is playing tricks on you, constantly trying to drag you down? Well, guess what? We're not alone. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are just passing clouds, they come and go, but they don't define you. By practicing mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts without getting swept away by them. So, what are some specific ways to achieve this mental zen? Number 1. Deep breathing exercises. Seriously, folks, it sounds simple, but taking a few deep, conscious breaths can work wonders. It calms your nervous system and helps you ground yourself in the present moment. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind. Number 2. Body scan meditation. This involves systematically bringing your attention to different parts of your body, noticing any sensations without judgment. It's a fantastic way to reconnect with your physical self and release tension. Number 3. Mindful walking. Next time you go for a stroll, ditch the phone and pay attention to the sensations of your feet on the ground, the breeze on your skin, the sights and sounds around you. It's amazing how engaging in something as simple as walking can transform your awareness. Number 4. Gratitude journaling. Taking a few minutes each day to jot down things you're grateful for can shift your perspective and cultivate a more positive outlook. It's like rewiring your brain to focus on the good stuff. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, we're all human, we make mistakes, we have bad days, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over it, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Let's say you find yourself stuck in traffic, feeling stressed and frustrated. You could get sucked into that negative spiral, letting anger and impatience take over. But with mindfulness, you can choose a different path. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. Observe the sounds around you, the hum of engines, the chirping of birds. Notice the feeling of your hands resting on the steering wheel. By bringing your attention to these present moment sensations, you can detach from the frustration and create a sense of calm. See? It's all about choice. Even in the midst of chaos, mindfulness gives us the power to choose how we respond. So, remember this. Letting go of negative thoughts isn't about erasing them completely, it's about learning to observe them without judgment and allowing them to pass. By incorporating these mindfulness techniques into your daily life, you can cultivate a sense of peace and clarity no matter what challenges come your way. This is just the beginning of your journey toward mental clarity and focus. Keep practicing, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves along the way. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the power of mindfulness together. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.